I sometimes think it's hard to tell by the time we get to Easter morning which has been more scary for the disciples. Was it the cross or is it the empty tomb? The cross was excruciating, of course, and terribly frightening. Just to be a witness to it, even now, is very painful. Just to go there on Good Friday, to come here to this church and stand at the foot of it, is to open ourselves to fear, to trauma, to loss, to ultimate sorrow. Good Friday and the crucifixion have a different pace from Easter Sunday and the empty tomb. Good Friday arrives quite slowly. The events of Holy Week kind of roll on, day after day, rolling over us inexorably over a period of days, starting on Palm Sunday and gradually kind of steam rolling over us, flattening us, crushing us slowly under a Friday we want to think can't happen. And then it does. And then there's the Sabbath, the deep silence of Saturday. And then, early on the first day of the week, without warning, while it is still dark, there is this deep thump in our chests. The tomb is empty. He is not there. The crucifixion was terrible, terrifying. But we've seen crucifixions before. We already knew how a crucifixion goes. But this empty tomb, not so much. Before now, the tombs were always full of the crucified. And that's where I think we are this Easter. We're in that heart's thump of resurrection with the illness and loss of life and fear that's in us and around us, we're able to see this Easter, the awe of that, the sudden fear it awakened in the disciples, the questions, the wondering it awakens. So if this tomb is empty, then what life is this? How will we live it? Where will it take us? And we're not just seeing that this year. We're experiencing it. It's an awe and a fear and a heart's thump that turns eventually to hallelujah, of course. And normally on Easter, that's where we are. We're normally in the hallelujahs. Most years, we start our Easter there, and that's where we stay. But this year is a bit different. A lot of other years, I've felt at some level as a preacher that I had to kind of explain Easter. I had to say in my sermon what it is, what it means, why resurrection specifically could still be important to people like us who live in technological societies, and why we should celebrate. And if you've been around St. Helens for a while, you might have noticed that I usually feel on Easter Day that I kind of want to go beyond that explanation too, that we should actually, in our worship, experience actual joy, a completely un-Anglican sort of thing, but we should get to actual joy. We should try to break out, get beyond our intellectual ascent or whatever, and get to experiencing actual human exuberance in response to Christ's victory for us right here in church. And looking back, I see that sometimes that's led me to be a kind of cheerleader for Easter in a way, asking you all to stand up and shout hallelujahs in the sermon and stuff. And y'all have been awfully good about that. And I hope you didn't mind it too much. I'm pretty sure it was quite good for you. But I'm not there today. I don't think I need to be. We're getting it much more this year. We've got much more reason to hold on to hallelujah, even now, especially now. And especially now, we've been in that heart's thump. There is a tomb. We're seeing it. And with the sun rising slowly on the first day of the week, a wind is blowing. Maybe you can feel it now. In the dawning light, we see it soon, a fresh breeze blowing through an empty tomb. Hallelujah.